Hello, listening friends, and welcome to Radio Havana, Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. I'm Lena Valverde, your host, inviting you to stay with me for the next 10 minutes or so. Today, we bring a special edition of the Caribbean Outlook Show on the situation in the Bahamas in the wake of the devastation caused by Hurricane Dorian. Stay tuned. As Bahamian authorities have warned, the death toll from Hurricane Dorian is on the rise, with confirmed fatalities now increasing to 30. Prime Minister Dr. Uber Minis told a press conference that he expected the number of dead in the storm to further increase. "We will update the public as soon as we have accurate information," he said, as he addressed the nation following an aerial tour of Grand Bahamas. As the days progress, a clearer picture is emerging of the death and destruction which Dorian caused when it made landfall first on Abaco Island as a Category 5 hurricane with 185 mph winds and gusts as high as 200 mph. It then slowly moved to over Grand Bahamas, where it remained stationary for several hours. Prime Minister Minis said many people were trapped in what was left of their homes, while others were still in shelters. The Prime Minister said that the 30 confirmed deaths were on Abaco Island, warning that the number will likely increase. He lamented also what he called the generational devastation brought by Hurricane Dorian. And a Pan-American Health Organization PAHO team is in the Bahamas, working closely with health authorities there to support recovery efforts in the wake of Hurricane Dorian, which damaged health facilities and flooded hospitals on Abaco and Grand Bahama Islands. Prior to the hurricane, the PAHO current office contributed to the Ministry of Health Preparedness and Response Planning. PAHO also pre-positioned experts from its sub-regional office in Barbados to assist the country in on-site assessments of water, sanitation and hygiene, health infrastructure, and facilities needs. Additional support on logistics, civil and military coordination, information management, surveillance, and coordination are expected to arrive in the next 24 to 48 hours to work with their counterparts in the country. In statements to the press, Dr. Ciro Ugarte, director of PAHO's Health Emergencies Department, stressed that a rapid assessment is crucial to assist the Bahamian Health Ministry in the implementation of urgent life-saving interventions. Hurricane Dorian struck the Abaco Island most severely, and significant damage to health infrastructure is likely, although communications are currently cut. PAHO's country office in the Bahamas is also working closely with the National Emergency Management Agency of the Bahamas. Experts are assessing what medical supplies will be needed after an evaluation of the country's health facilities and their operational status. Other countries and organizations in the Caribbean and elsewhere, including, of course, Cuba, have offered to send emergency medical teams, but the director of PAHO's Health Emergency Department said that an assessment of needs must be completed first. PAHO is also working closely with the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, the Caribbean Public Health Agency, and other international partners to support the government of the Bahamas in rapidly assessing the damage from Hurricane Dorian and in prioritizing needs. And days after Hurricane Dorian bore down on the Bahamas, Dr. Duane Sands, the country's Minister of Health, said on Thursday that at least 30 people are dead and thousands more homeless. Dr. Sands said that there were already four undertakers working on Abaco Islands, the largest island, and that he did not know if more would be needed. We are embalming bodies so that we have more capacity as the bodies are brought in, he said, adding, we need to get callers into Abaco and Grand Bahamas Islands because we believe that we may not have the capacity to start the bodies. Marvin Dams, the Minister of National Security, said at a news conference on Thursday night that the process of clearing the streets and making airports available had already begun on the Abaco Islands and on Grand Bahamas. And Cuban ambassador to the Bahamas, Ismara Vargas, has ratified the country's solidarity with the people and government of the hurricane-stricken Caribbean state. In statements to Prensa Latina News Agency, Ambassador Vargas confirmed that the more than 60 Cuban collaborators in the Bahamas, mostly health professionals, are in good health and ready and willing to assist the affected population. Regarding the Cubans on Abaco and Grand Bahamas Islands, the hardest hit by Dorian, the Cuban diplomat said that they have been permanently in communication and working with local authorities there. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel and the country's foreign minister, Bruno Rodríguez, have expressed their condolences and Cuba's readiness and willingness to cooperate in mitigating the damage. The passage through the Bahamas of Hurricane Dorian, the strongest hurricane ever registered in the Atlantic Ocean, has so far caused the death of 30 people, including an 8-year-old boy. Other governments that have also expressed their condolences and solidarity with the Bahamian people and government include Venezuela, Bolivia, Nicaragua, France, and Haiti. And that's all for today. Join us again every week for Caribbean-related news, feature reports, and music here on Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. Until next time.